Last year, we spoke with the creators of Atlantis a Drag. It's a reality TV show that follows the lives of five Atlanta queens in and out of drag. After a long journey of ups and downs, the first episode of Atlanta's a Drag will be available to the public on Tuesday. Producer Lauren Cribb is here in studio with us, along with cast members Wild Cherry Sucrette and Bubba Delicious. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
And Lauren, welcome back.
Thank you.
So Wild Cherry Sucrette.
Yes.
The first episode revolves around the debut of your new weekly drag show. Why did you want to start this show?
I actually retired in 2010 from drag, around the same time Oprah left the airwaves, so I thought it was a good time to leave. And you know,
because just, everything Oprah does is
yes,
good.
We revolve around her. But I think Atlanta was just kind of missing a show that combined camp drag and real drag together. And so I kind of came up with this idea of having a show around that.
Can you distinguish for us the difference between camp drag and real drag?
Maybe
me
Bubba can
tell that. Tchotchke.
Oh, wait, elaborate, please.
Camp drag is something that most everyone who started drag sort of did, it seems, in the early years of drag, where it's more comedic and imitation in a fun way, as opposed to Violet, who is amazingly talented and creative and aerobic and avant-garde out there sort of approach that she does.
I see. Okay.
More so serious and
less tongue-in-cheek and more art form.
If you saw someone in real drag at Target, you may think that could be a real woman. If you saw Bubba or I at Crystal's at 3 a.m, you'd know what she'd be getting.
Right.
Okay. I understand.
Snack after a late show.
The episode shows the tensions, or the differences at least, between the older and younger drag generations. Wild Cherry Sucrette and Bubba Delicious, what are some of those differences?
Well, I'd have to say the older ones were here. And I think drag is so mainstream now. That's the big difference. You think about the 80s and the 90s, it was probably more so a gay audience. And nowadays, it's, like I said, mainstream. Straight people watch it. You know, straight people come to drag shows all the time. I think it's just a part of our culture now, as opposed to something that was just kind of out there for just the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
Every housewife should have a drag queen best friend these days, you know.
That's very true.
Will you be mine? Who
sure.
will be mine?
I will.
Okay, good. I want to back up, though, with you're saying that originally maybe it was just for the gay community. Where does someone like Dame Edna Everage come into this scheme? You know, this is the Australian actor who created this marvelous character.
I saw her at the Fox years ago. She was amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. She's more of what I began imitating or doing performances like, comedic, throwing more comedy in than just impersonating someone. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just there's more of the look of more realness these days. I mean, Dame Edna is clearly a character.
And straight.
Right, and straight. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Kind of like Mrs. Doubtfire and Robin Williams, that kind of look.
Yeah.
The more comedic side
but
of it.
But yeah, in a theatrical sense. So I guess, Lauren, I was hoping you would talk about what it's like shooting a reality TV show. We talked about the reasons for bringing drag into the reality TV world the last time you were on. What conversations or angles must you make sure that you capture?
Well, it's very different coming from the film world and coming into reality TV. So that was a shift for me. And especially with Andrew coming from live events, I think that helped me actually, because he's used to dealing more with the real world. And when we when we got the cast together, you know, some of the challenges were, you know, they hadn't done this before. The only one that had was Violet. So that did help because she was able to kind of rally the troops and kind of give suggestions on, you know, when we had to set up as the crew, there's a lot of downtime for the cast to sit around, and you don't want them to lose focus. So I think it was different because you're dealing with it's unscripted. So there, you know, you're not having take after take after take. The cameras are just rolling. So it's challenging because you can't step in and say, you know, cut, cut, cut. You have to let it go. You have to see where the scene goes. So, but it was fun because you got a lot of great moments out of it that you don't get in scripted television.
And yet, it's not scripted. It's called reality. But anyone being filmed or taped is aware that a camera and microphones are on. So are there things that you are saving because, you know, the camera's rolling? Or are you oblivious?
I think when Bubba, Charlie, and I had lunch, I mean, we kind of knew what things we wanted to talk about. And we just, for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours at a time, just ate lunch and talked and talked, and just things came out of our mouths. And Bubba and I have worked together for years, and so we kind of have that Lucy Ethel repertoire. So, you know, right. I'll make her the butt of the joke and vice versa.
Hey, you didn't bring me any
chocolates. I'll bring you some Sucrettes next time I come.
Of course you will. And let's talk about the names, because they're so funny and outrageous and clever and punny. When did that all start? I mean, Charlie Brown told us a sad story about why he had to be Mr. Charlie
right.
Brown. And now we've got Wild Cherry Sucrette and Bubba Delicious.
I was originally Bubbalicious, but I got a letter of cease and desist
from the
chewing gum.
Oh.
Bubbalicious. So I added the D in the middle. That has no meaning.
Right. It just has a good flow. And for me, I started in Athens in the mid-90s, and there was three of us actually who wanted to do it together, which is very, you never normally see that. I mean, every drag queen is solo, and so we wanted to be a girls group like TLC or En Vogue, and so we were at my apartment, and we were talking about names, and we couldn't come up with anything, and literally, I had a sore throat that week, and there were a can of Sucrettes sitting on the table, and I looked, and I'm like, let's be the Sucrettes, and then I was like, I want to be Wild Cherry. And then someone took honey lemon. Well, there's really not a third flavor, so we named the other one eucalyptus. And so he was only with us for a year, so we kind of just became a duo.
And went California with that. Oh, if you are just joining us, you're listening to City Lights on WABE. I'm Lois Reitzes here with you, producer Lauren Cribb, Bubba Delicious, and Wild Cherry Sucrette. We'll be back after a short break.
Support for WABE comes from Wellstar Kennestone Hospital, which received Gold Seal Distinction for heart valve, coronary artery bypass surgery, and congestive heart failure. Kennestone is one of only two programs in the country to receive this distinction. Wellstar.org. And from Maggie Kulik & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial. Information can be found at AmeriPriseAdvisors.com by searching Decatur, Georgia. Ameriprise. Be brilliant.
Wild Cherry Sucrette and Bubba Delicious, our guests from Atlanta's a Drag, which is coming out very soon. Could you give us some behind-the-scenes stories about shooting this first episode of Atlanta's a Drag? And Lauren, you're welcome to weigh in here too, the producer.
One of my favorite times was when we were all at the round table just chatting among ourselves and telling stories. And it was sort of like myself and Charlie as the old girls, and then Violet and Puddin' as the new girls, and Cherry somewhere in between there. And us telling some stories and some things that happened, you know, further back that they didn't know who Tammy Faye Baker was. Because they're so young, you know, that they wouldn't have known. But she and I had become personal friends from trying to get her to come here to do a show, which she did with me in 2004.
Okay, well, maybe there are listeners who don't know who Tammy...
There probably are.
Okay, would you explain?
Tammy Faye Baker was married to Jim Baker, who was the founder of PTL in North Carolina. Praise the Lord, a religious ministry that he went to jail later for financial misdealings or whatever, and she divorced him, and she sang and was, you know, the wife.
And cried a lot,
yes. And she was the first person I ever did a interpretation of, you know, my own version of look-alike, and I had a turkey baster with tubes running up my arm that into my wig, so I squeezed it and tears rolled down my face. Those sorts of things. That's the campy side of drag.
I guess now you're giving us insight into just the kind of exaggerated appeal that a certain type of woman may have that's ripe for parody or for drag.
Right. And she certainly was.
Yeah.
God rest her soul.
Okay, let's get back to the inside stories.
The inside
Beside stories. The behind-the-scenes stories about the first episode.
There's a real good, I don't want to spoil it for us, but Charlie does a great job reading Violet a couple of times.
Yes. There were some fun moments with that.
The youth actually did fit into that a lot. And actually, Charlie and Puddin' had never met before. So with the round table that Bubba was speaking about is pretty much
that's a good scene.
Focus.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good scene. A lot of fun. There's some good stuff with that.
Lauren, the first episode of Atlantis Drag is finally going to be available for the public. And I understand the show has been re-edited. What happened with that?
So we screened it the end of last year, and we got some great feedback. We had a great premiere here in Atlanta, which was a beneficial thing as producers. You want to get as much feedback, especially being the first time in reality TV for both Andrew and myself. And took a break for the holidays, regrouped at the beginning of the year, had spoken to a couple networks, and networks go in different directions. You can never predict the entertainment industry. So Andrew and I did some brainstorming and figured out what we wanted to do moving forward. And we know we have a wonderful show with a wonderful group. And as a producer, you want to, it's hard, decisions are hard because you want to make the right one. And sometimes, you know, you don't know. So we decided we wanted to create a little bit better of a story. And we got an editor that has worked with housewives, with Real Housewives, who has experience, who does this every day. It's second nature. And that helps because our show is very similar to Real Housewives. It's a lifestyle show. So we made that decision. And then between that and then licensing with music and things just take time. Things always take a lot more time than you expect. So between that and, you know, coming up with a release date and getting everybody kind of together on that, you know, we've landed between what shooting this time last year. We're coming on a full year. So we wish we could have brought it out sooner, but I think this has worked out great. If all goes planned, we'll hopefully be able to start shooting right before Pride. To continue the first season, so.
And you're going to self-release?
Yes, on the website, just like Louis C.K., he has a show, and I can't believe the name of the show is not coming to me right now, but it is on his actual website, and he did the self-release and has been very successful with it, and...
What exactly are the advantages?
Well, you end up, you don't have to necessarily deal with sales agents or, you know, going through, you know, the distribution process. You're able to make the company is able to make the money back itself. You're able to kind of have more of the control, make the decisions under your own umbrella of your company. And it is a little bit more of a risk. And that's why I think we're testing it out. We want to see if it does work out. We hope it does. And we're excited. We're really excited. They've worked so hard. The cast has been great. The crew worked very hard. And, you know, you have to, there's no risk with, you know, hopefully there'll be some reward. So
this is for all three of you. What have each of you learned about the reality TV making process through putting this first episode together? Bubba?
Just be yourself, but you also have to be a bit cautious in what you want to appear as well.
Appear in the show
when it airs. You know, you want to be. You know, we're drag queens, so we're going to be catty and cut up, and you know, harass,
the fun part.
The fun part, yeah. But you also, you know, Charlie and I had made a pact with each other before we started doing this. Okay, we're going to call you all sorts of names and say things about you and tell stories about you, but we still love you. We still love each other, sort of thing. You know, that, you know, some things you have to, you know, jab people to make it a little exciting as well. And, you know, share some personal stories that maybe you wouldn't share otherwise to keep it interesting.
So you're keeping the not so much the reality, but you very much have the entertainment aspect of it in mind. Wild chair.
I'd say, I'd tag along with what Bubba said, just being genuine, but also just when you shoot so many hours and hours, and you just don't know how it's going to be edited together. So a lot of times, I know I'm a genuinely nice person, right, Bubba? But, you know, there's a couple of times.
Say yes, Bubba.
Yes, yes,
there
sir.
Are a couple times, and, you know, that things could be construed that I was being evil or mean to someone, but not on purpose, you know?
Oh,
if I'm
going to
talk about you, I'm just going to blast you on social networking. It doesn't really matter. But
there's a thin line between bitch and honesty.
And that's not B-I. We spell that differently here. It's not 12 yet. You can't say that word, right?
I'm not going into the legalities. Lauren seems dumbstruck. Where do you weigh in on what
patience with reality TV? I mean, and shooting, patience. The hours are long in this industry. It's tough at times, and you just have to have a lot of patience.
Will there be more episodes?
We're hoping. We have a plan.
Absolutely.
We're really excited.
We've bought new wigs, so we're ready.
We're all ready.
We have to make use of that. Wild Cherry Sucrette and Bubba Delicious are two notable celebrated drag queens here in Atlanta. They were also talking about Violet Tchotchke and Mr. Charlie Brown. Lauren Cribb is the producer of Atlanta's a Drag. That will be available on their website, atlantasadrag.com, on August 15th. Thank you very much.
Thank you again for having
us. Thank you.
Thank you.